shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Oh, my God.
It's going to be wild tonight.
Oh, I don't even know. I'm here. Heidi's here.
It's your girl, Sammy Jo.
Hey, this is Jules.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Salty Show. What's cracking over in the PA? You ready? We got gun control. They trying to take everything from me. The man's trying to kill me. God damn it. Let's smoke a joint.
Let's go, ladies
brownies.
And gentlemen. As Tim said, we're going to talk about a lot of shit going on. The gun control issue continues. January 6th is coming up.
Happenings.
Whew. You're not ready for this. The attempt assassination of Brett Kavanaugh. This is huge news. This should be, but it's not. We're going to talk about it. And Samantha's got a topic that's going to be freaking lit. I think we're going to get in a fight today, guys. Not ready. Physical
beauty.
Put the gloves on.
Wait,
get ready.
I'm trapped in the corner. I can't even get out of here if I wanted to.
Just keep your mouth shut then.
I'm trapped. I'm just going to be sitting here the whole
time. Heidi, go get his gun. Go get his gun, goddammit.
Oh, my gosh. We do not. They boat fell off.
Oh, that's right. They fell off.
All right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to cover. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Yeah, buddy, it's another week, and you are not ready.
I'm really upset.
Why are you upset? Tell me why you're upset.
Because I had to get gas today, and I paid $5.34. Oh. It cost me $64.01 because, you know, I didn't time it right, to fill up a goddamn Toyota Corolla. Fuck Joe Biden. Not even Let's Go Brandon. Fuck Joe Biden. This ain't going to be no PG episode, motherfuckers. I am pissed the fuck off. You can kiss my ass with the language shit. It's going to be explicit. We're going to have to probably blur me out of half this show.
Lent
and I'm fucking
over,
pissed.
Dude, if you didn't
I'm
know.
No, I'm fucking pissed.
190.
What?
Wait, what?
The what?
Yeah. 190.
What was 190?
Fill up your tank, yeah.
Wow. Oh, we can't even, I haven't even been able to top it off because we haven't changed the cutoff on the card. So when I went, it stopped me at 125. So tomorrow I have to go back to finish filling it up.
You guys, true story. Today I went, mine was on like way E and it
way
was
e?
Way E.
Way E.
It was on wee.
I was like,
She's Flintstoning it. She got one foot out the
window.
She's telling her foot. Fucking hunt. Get in the fucking car while I push this shit. I just got out of the gym.
Yeah, it was 6.1. So $6.01 premium. And I was like, I'm going to go ahead and stop this at $40.
Hey, I got her a quarter of a tank.
I'm like, I guess I'll be back tomorrow.
Quarter of a tank.
I think Arizona's one of the highest ones, right? I was looking at a map.
We're the highest for everything. Inflation is through the roof for one of the fucking states that has no industry outside of tourism.
It's a freaking desert. Yeah, it's insane.
I got, you know, my car as a Valentine's Day gift. And with all the world stuff happening, like, I'm literally considering, I'm like, do I really need this car? And then part of me is like, you do not let the world try to back you in a corner and tell you you don't get what you want. And then I'm also like, I think I need to go with like a Honda Civic.
She's like, I need the cheapest car that sounds like a lawnmower.
I have been fighting getting rid of the truck because I'm like, no, I want my truck. I'm keeping my truck. Like, I love my truck. If we want to, day before yesterday, as I was leaving the gas station, I was like, so I saw that Toyota Avalon hybrid that gets like 48 miles to the gallon, and it's starting to feel like we're going to put a rack on the top of it for the trunks when we go to dance and gymnastics.
It's starting to look a little sexy now.
It's starting to look like,
the ugliest car, a minivan looks good right now.
No, hard press. Hard
I know,
stop.
I'm just kidding. I just had to throw that out. I was very upset about
it. Samantha, you did get rid of that the Hummer right in time. Because
but she got a Maserati.
I know it's a
which is worse.
I think the gas is like the
equivalent.
Yeah, it's equivalent, like we talked about yesterday. We're like,
the premium.
Okay, well, what if I go to something different? It's like, well,
you make all this money. Go get a Tesla.
No, you seriously have to. To your point, you would have to seriously look at
Tesla,
some sort of a hybrid of something. Unless you're going to go fully electric, but
maybe
not even then.
In the stars is like. like a hybrid, like Cadillac Escalade, maybe.
That would be nice. The hybrid Tahoes. Wow. The hybrid Tahoes get like 900 and something.
There was a reporter. I don't know if it was from NBC or NBC or one of those. And doing a report on, does it benefit to have a, electric vehicle today?
The Chevy Bolt.
Yeah. So she goes on. I think, where did she go from Chicago to, no, it was from Georgia, somewhere south, up north. And she said she had to spend more time waiting for gas.
Yeah.
Than sleeping, she said. She said she spent time not waiting for gas, waiting for the batteries to charge, than she did sleeping. So this whole idea of cross country, being able to do cross country trips on a fucking electric wheel, it's not there. This is the infrastructure
the hybrids,
is not there.
Hybrids. I think the hybrids are pretty.
Hybrids are
I think
good,
that's a
hybrids.
The
are
hybrids
different.
Are very. Yeah, yeah, I know they are, but I'm just saying. Yeah. I think that's probably the best middle ground or the best place
of
for
hybrids, because you're getting the worst of both worlds. As far as the car goes, you're getting quote unquote better mileage. But the thing is, you still have the internal combustion engine that needs maintenance. You still have the gas you have to buy. And now you've added an electric motor and the batteries, right? The most expensive part of an electric vehicle is the battery. And so you still have a problem of, yeah, I'm still paying to maintain the engine and I'm still replacing this battery every 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. I was just, that was the key right there. I was just getting ready to say, but that's because you want the wheels to fall off your vehicle. Somebody like me who wants
a new vehicle every other year.
I've said this past on the podcast. I'm going to repeat it again. The home's going to be paid off. The bills will be paid off. Everything will be paid off. And guess what? I'm going to have a car payment, period. Because every 3 years, I want a new vehicle. Why the hell shouldn't I if everything else is paid off? Why can't I do that if I'm working my ass off and everything else is paid off?
Amen. Question. Praise be.
Question, Jesus. Jeremy, how much longer do you have to pay off the house?
10 years, maybe?
No, it's more than that.
Yeah. Good luck with your car payment.
14, 13.
No way.
Good luck with your car payment.
I mean,
owe nothing and be happy.
I get it. I mean, there is sense with leasing a vehicle as opposed to buying it. But, if
I'm
you
not
don't maintain,
leasing.
Well, I mean, that would be the smarter way to do it than trying to buy a car every year. That's, you're wasting
not
money.
Not when
there.
You put mileage on it. I used to buy cars every 3 years, turn them in. I was never upside down on any of them, ever. And I put as much mileage as I wanted to put on them. I didn't have to worry about those restrictions.
Yeah, the lease.
I didn't.
The lease gets you. I can't do a lease if you live anywhere but like 5 miles from where you work.
Yeah, you can't do a lease in Arizona.
Unless you work from home and you have no children.
Exactly.
And
all right.
I'm gonna travel and go to like Vegas. Like, forget it. Terrible idea. Who said that?
So you know what we're going to say? Fuck Joe Biden and we're going to move on.
Jesus. All right. Heidi, do you have anything for us on this healing with Heidi, since you threw a lot of hate,
I need healing because I'm really upset.
Timmy needs a lot of healing today.
I'm really upset.
And guess what it's called?
Never.
Always.
Yeah.
Called always. Oh.
I'm actually having a really hard time healing myself, period, lately. So this is going to.
They have
stores
for that.
Joe.
They have stores that can help you heal yourself.
I told Sammy Joe.
Rechargeable batteries.
I said I have something for healing for Heidi, and I'm going to read it, and then good luck with it. Good luck with the rest of you guys, because somebody should do some healing with Heidi. Okay. Cool. Anyways, always.
Heal yourself.
Wow.
What?
Who it's invited terrible. This? I'm muting
Why
him.
Why is he so aggressive?
Turn for the worst.
I'm sick of you promising that and never doing it.
Never doing it. Well, it is a podcast. I can't go around muting everybody I disagree
All
with.
All right. I'm going to stop interrupting.
Okay. I love it. Make your tomorrows everything you want them to be. If there is a change to be made, set the stage for tomorrow to bring it. When you're not sure what to do, trust your intuition and just wing it. You would be wise to listen to the wisdom of a tree. Live your life with your own personal sense of majesty. Let the roots of all your dreams grow deep. Let the hopes of all your tomorrows grow high. Bend, but don't break. Take the seasons as they come. Stick up for yourself and reach for the sky. Okay, so maybe that was a little bit better than
Tim?
What? No, we're muting him. Nobody wants to hear him talk to him.
Fucking Nelson's face, bro.
He's like bend over, get the wisdom of a tree. I'm like, there's so much shit on that thing now. Like, first of all, trees don't have wisdom. They don't do the thing. Oh my God.
Have you ever seen Pocahontas? Like, that's like the mother
hands.
Tree
that's
talks to her.
Like.
And gives her all of the wisdom.
Or Avatar when the tree is,
exactly.
Yes.
Trees are, guys.
Yeah.
No, so I'll tell you this. I saw
Trailer Guys.
I saw a Disney movie recently. It was the
Charge?
No, no, it came out a long time ago. Yeah. It was that one about horses, Spirit something. Oh my God!
Spirit.
So that's what it's called, Spirit. But it said something, the Cimarron or something. Anyway, I was watching this thing, and I'm like, this is a freaking children's cartoon. It's like, I'm getting emotional here. Poor horses. Oh. I'm like, what is happening? I'm gonna become a tree hugger next minute. Have you guys seen the movie?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I'm telling you, like, that doesn't seem like
I didn't think Spirit was Disney.
What are you doing watching that movie?
Pixar, I think,
so
right?
Remember I told you that I'm watching what is it called? Gen Zers watching old movies.
Yeah.
Like, for the first time. So I'm like, I was watching them. I'm like, oh my God, this is actually a really crazy freaking cartoon for kids. And this was like, I'm telling you, if they would roll out this movie today, people would be up in arms because it's like so... I'm telling you, it's like too emotional for kids. It's
the same company that did Shrek, DreamWorks.
It sounds about right because Shrek was.
It was for adults.
It was meant for adults, but it was again
a cartoon.
Shrek was or Spirit?
Yeah, when
both.
Yeah,
all of it.
Was Spirit the? You said it was a cartoon.
It's animated.
Yeah. Animated.
Yeah, animated.
It's an animated.
All about grooming kids.
There's hardly any dialogue.
I don't know.
That's what's crazy.
It's called
about
Spirit. It's Spirit Stallion of the Cimarron.
Cimarron. Yeah.
Cimarron.
Like that.
Cimarron. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Oh, it even says from the studio that brought you Shrek. So it's it's
that's why Disney bought it because they were grooming kids.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Heidi, for that. Healed a little bit. I don't know. I was left a little confused with the wisdom of trees, but
that was actually pretty
Wait
deep.
A
that
minute.
Was a good one.
Yeah,
that
was I was like, and you weren't listening.
That was a really good one. No, you see, you're thinking two dimensional, not three. You're not thinking like three dimensional, my
about,
friend.
Doing what that guy was doing to that tree, that video that I sent you guys, that's what Tim's thinking about.
Oh my God, that was
What are you even talking about?
I sent you guys a video of this
tree. They were licking the tree,
literally.
Oh, that's disgusting. That was disgusting.
He was
what was
tree
that?
I have
it
no
looked like it was
idea.
A glory hole. It looked like he was giving him a blowjob.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently when Heidi needs healing, we don't rely on the men in this room.
Hey,
at
I said
all.
That was that's deep. That was actually really good. No, that was really good.
Like, in the meantime, I'm ready to take Timmy's advice and slip my wrist. But, you know, we're good.
Let's kill you. No, that's actually really good.
All right, so let's get to what's been happening as far as politics is concerned. We'll get serious a little bit. So I said we were going to cover gun control, and we're also going to talk about what the Democrats are pushing for. They're setting up. I'm going to read you guys this article. Let's start off with this article because I'm not surprised. And this is the first time in history that this apparently has happened, but we shouldn't be surprised in the day and age that we live in. And what does that mean? In the modern social media, people are. You know, it's everything's online. Everyone's a, what is that called? What do you do, Samantha?
An influencer.
An influencer. So the January 6th hearings are going to be produced Hollywood style. And I'm not exaggerating to you guys when I tell you this. So let me first read this article.
So yeah, the producer of the J6, he's from ABC.
Yeah.
He's a producer from ABC. And that is the same guy that suppressed all the Jeffrey Epstein stuff.
What?
Yeah, let me read.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm confused. Someone is producing
the January 6th committee hearings that's on live right now.
So they're planning to do, Jeremy, is they're going to be promoting this. They're going to be advertising for it. They're going to be showing clips and little short videos, movies to basically make it more dramatic. And what I read on some descriptions was even make it somewhat of a documentary style type thing. But let me read to you the article. The January 6th committee will hold public hearings later this week on Capitol Hill. It's expected to be a spectacle and has been scheduled for primetime viewing. Again, they're all the networks are going to run this. Okay. In preparation for the big show, committee members hired a veteran television producer to make sure the drama is on full display for those planning to watch. And the Democrats have pulled in Republicans to show that this is going to be a quote unquote nonpartisan hearing, which is a lie. It is a fucking lie because the Republicans weren't going to participate in it. They didn't want to participate. In fact, I think Mitch McConnell told all Republicans, do not participate in this. If you do, we will do everything in our power to remove you from every committee that you're part of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the Republican leadership is not going to be playing along with this. Good. However, they were able to pull in some fucking rhinos. Liz Cheney being one of them. And we know who Liz Cheney is, the daughter of Dick Cheney, who is has been a never Trumper and has sided with Democrats on every issue recently. Democrats are also using the opportunity to federalize elections and abolish the Electoral College. So they're putting both of these things together in these hearings. They're going to try to say, hey, guys, we had a riot at the Capitol. And because of this, we need to implement certain rules and we need to go. And even Biden himself went on Jimmy Kimmel's show talking about how he's going to go essentially have a policy of going against people who support insurrection. Translates to he's going to go after his political enemies, folks. And the very next day, they go and arrest a Republican who ran against Governor Whitmer. Now, if you guys have been hearing this, listen to the show in the past few months, you will know Governor Whitmer is the woman who colluded with the FBI. I have no evidence for this, but I'm willing to bet.
evidence, but she colluded.
No, because the way that this looks, bro, it's dirty. And I have to say that because, you know what I mean? Like, for legal reasons, I can't come out and say, I don't know. I don't have any evidence. But this is very suspicious. And it looks like they did because, again, the FBI has been behind a lot of shit that has happened recently. It's weird. And it's not a coincidence. It's weird that it always is against conservatives. Remember, folks, prior to January 6th, there was burning of cities across America. Let me show you this picture, okay? Let me just show you this picture.
Fiery, but mostly peaceful.
Yeah. and the reason why I say this, and it's not just the FBI, it's all these, it's the Department of Justice, all the three-letter agencies. But the picture that I have, again, this is during the riot. Okay.
Why are they all fat? That's what I want to
know. Hey, thank you.
Look at them.
So what do you see?
They're
here?
Not all fat, so don't.
The one far person.
What are we looking at here, Saul?
This is FBI. They look like agents because they're wearing Kevlar and they're wearing FBI gear. They have guns and everything.
Why are they kneeling?
Because this was for BLM bullshit.
They were taking the knee to BLM protest, saying we stand in solidarity with you.
They would kneel along with the January 6th for the fucking atrocity of stealing the election that happened.
No.
They wouldn't. Yeah, right. That's why I say this is deep. This is deep state bullshit. And I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say it looks like it was collusion with fucking Whitmer. Because, oh, turns out this was staged. Oh, really? Oh, that's weird. Trust me, folks. They wanted to paint a narrative. And the narrative that they wanted to paint was that conservatives are radicalized. They want to kill senators and they want to overturn and overthrow the government. This is freaking, you know, what is that called when you remove a government by force? Jesus Christ.
Coup?
A coup. They, that's not what they wanted to paint it, that this was a coup. And so
that's what the J6 committee was doing today.
That's what they want to paint. That's the narrative. So as this is going on, because again, folks, this is going to be in prime time, every single talk show host, every single celebrity, they are going to play this. They've hired professionals to make this look as if it was an insurrection. Meanwhile, keep in your mind that cities burned while these three-letter agencies took a knee in support of this bullshit. So and we need to be angry about this because if we don't stand now, look, our Constitution defends and the guy that they arrested was at the footsteps of the Capitol. There was a video of him. Doesn't show him saying this, but there's audio and it's his voice, apparently, allegedly, where he was saying, let's go. This is war. Okay. So they've taken that statement to mean that he wanted to go in and I don't know, do what. Okay. Which is tame language compared to what we've used on this show. But see, here's the deal. It's tame language compared to what the Constitution says. Remember, folks, we are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, that we have to be vigilant to make sure that governments that try to impose their will on the American people, that's you don't get to do that. And it's the duty of the American people to take up arms to defend their liberty. So if that deems me a radical right-wing extremist, then so be it. I do not care, and I will be alongside the founding fathers who said the same goddamn thing. And Julie was writing me a message earlier this week. Sorry, Julie. But she messaged me. Says, you really think that people are going to, you know, pick up arms and fight against this? I think they will. I think there's a lot of people in the country who are just itching for a reason, you know, to take back control of what we're seeing, folks, because Democrats think that this is a winning issue. That they're going to go and display the fucking things. No, never mind the fucking gas prices, the inflation that's happening, the cartels running the fucking border, the out of control crime in our cities, the fucking groomer teachers. You keep seeing videos all over TikTok, you know, of these fucking groomers grooming children. It's fucking sick. It's sick. And people are getting upset at this. I don't think that Democrats are thinking this through. They think that this is their Hail Mary, in my opinion.
Especially this is 100%.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is 100% their Hail Mary. I agree. They're not there. People aren't there yet. They're not there yet because you know why? There's still some food on the shelves. They can still feed their children. They still have a job. But I'll tell you this. Those jobs get taken away because of the invasion going on at the southern border. There's no food. There's no money in my bank account. You start taking my guns. People show up to my house. Once you strip everybody away of all their rights, they have no choice but to fight. But what we are trying to do now is fight it out through taking back everything through the system.
Right.
Taking over school boards, taking over the, you know, we were talking before we started recording, the Precinct Strategy Committee, you know, stepping up for... local office, you know, putting America First candidates in, you know, state legislatures and at the U.S. representatives, right? And in the Senate, obviously. So we're trying to take people, they're trying to take those steps because conservatives aren't violent people, right? That's why the J6 narrative doesn't make sense. I've seen more videos of people switching clothes. Like, there's a lot of things aren't being talked about. This J6 stuff, they're never going to release the 14,000 hours of video. Even if we take over the House, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
But I wanted to bring up this point because you brought up, you know, as you're talking about, you know, what this committee is really for. So it got leaked out that there is a higher agenda with the January 6th committee. On the surface, it's about trying to get people, oh my God, Donald Trump needs to go to jail and bring him back up because he is going to run in 2024. There's no doubt about that, right? But this is really about changing the Constitution and federalizing elections, like you said. But it came out on the 5th, on June 5th, Axios dropped this article. The House January 6th committee has split behind the scenes over what actions to take after the public hearings are over, right? Some members want big change on voting rights and even to abolish the Electoral College. Electoral College, right? Let's think about that. That is a constitutional amendment. You know what I mean? It's in our founding documents. So to change that, you can't just say Congress is going to... That is a constitutional amendment. And again, because people are so stupid and dumbified and indoctrinated, they don't understand how government works. You can't just say, hey, we're going to get rid of the... No. You got to have the states vote on that.
Two-thirds.
So two-thirds of the states. So if right now two-thirds of the states are Republican, guess what? The only way you can abolish the Electoral College is that you have to steal elections in Republican states, make them Democrat like they're trying to do in Arizona and in Georgia with fucking Stacey Adams, that fucking pig. You know what I'm saying? And fucking Katie Hobbs over here, that twat. You know what I mean? And you start flipping these states and they go, oh, you see, the people want this. No, bitch. People do not want this. People do not want California and New York. They just recalled Chesa Bourdain, whatever his name is, that progressive white liberal cunt over in fucking San Francisco, because he doesn't fucking prosecute nobody. Their policies do not work. People do not like it. And that is right there in progressive San Francisco. And the only people that voted to keep him in were the white liberal progressives. The rich areas of San Francisco, yeah. The white, rich, liberal, progressive areas voted to keep him. All the minorities said, get the fuck out. We don't want you. That tells you everything you need to know, guys.
And again,
tells you everything you need to know.
That's how you know that this is a Hail Mary.
Sorry.
This is how you know this is a Hail Mary because they see the polls. They're seeing, and this is their own polls. This is not, something that it's a Republican poll. No, this is their own goddamn polls. And we know that their polls are skewed to the left. And so even on their own polls, they're seeing the number, they're seeing the writing in the wall that there is a fucking shellacking coming for them. And here's another thing of this January 6th committee that has stalled certain things, especially the fucking Nancy Pelosi with her husband, who, by the way, his mugshots haven't come out. I wonder why.
Charges getting dropped.
More than likely. Yeah, right. The rules for thee, but not for me, is the left motto. But I digress. What they're doing is, because remember what happened, what is it, maybe less than a month ago, where it was leaked that the Supreme Court of the United States was going to rule in favor of overturning Roe v. Wade. And so that got the liberals up in arms, and they were freaking out. They're like, well, we're not going to be able to do abortions anymore. Oh, my God. Women, rise up. And so everybody was up in arms. And then Chuck Schumer goes out on camera saying, oh, Justice Kavanaugh, you reaped a whirlwind. And guess what? This week, Kavanaugh just had an assassination attempt. So what happened right before that, there was I think the Senate passed some legislation to add more security to the justices, and Nancy Pelosi is holding up that in the House.
Yeah. And she's like, they have security. Nothing's going to happen to them over the weekend. They're like, the motherfucker showed up with a gun to kidnap him and kill him.
And to me.
Did he have a gun? Is that what stopped him? I mean, how did he walk away from that without being harmed?
So what happened was this fucking liberal fuck from
police,
California.
Right?
No. So what happened was this liberal cuck from California, right, came there somehow. You know, they hate guns, but they found one, right? Liberal, right? Progressive. We want gun control, but only to kill people.
Okay.
But anyway, he wound up going to the house. He had the tools and everything. He saw the U.S. Marshals in the area. He froze. He panicked because he's a little bitch and couldn't go through with it. So he turned himself in.
Yeah.
He turned himself in.
Because he got scared because he saw the U.S. Marshals in the area.
He's like, here's my briefcase.
Yeah.
Here's
I did it. Here you go. I did it. He was a little bitch.
That's got to be a joke.
So no. I want to back up a step and a half.
100% truth.
The release of the document from the SCOTUS saying that they were going to try to they were going to repeal Roe versus Wade.
The leak, yes.
Or back it up, whatever we're calling it. They're contributing that to Kavanaugh?
So, because he was one of the justices and...
One of this nine?
Right. Well, he's one of the nine. And
well, they're all being threatened.
In 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all being...
Yeah, they're all being threatened.
Okay.
So, back in 2020, Chuck Schumer... He gave his little fucking twat speech about, you're going to get the frat. You know, he got all fucking little whiny bitchy on everybody saying that they're going to release the, you know, the justice on him, that he's going to reap the day that they take away women's reproductive rights. And here we are 2 years later. He went to the rally and, you know, threatened SCOTUSes. And here we are. You know, you got a kid in California, comes across state lines, buys guns, goes to Virginia, right? Was going to go do it, was going to go do the deed. He was all planned to. And then he got scared, turned himself in. And guess what? He's in jail. And you know what'll happen? He'll probably get a fucking very sympathetic DA that'll let him out with a misdemeanor.
Look, these Democrats, they have wet dreams about the justices getting murdered. I'm going to say this. I don't have any evidence, but I'm willing to bet everything that I own that they fucking would love. They do. They wish this. They're sick.
Lori Lightfoot last month told everybody, hey, they're going after the, you know, gay marriages next. You know, everybody, you know, gotta mount up, basically. You know, we need every, yeah, that was her tweet. And that's what came out this week.
I really wanted to, like, be like, you know, you said mount up.
Regulator.
Yeah.
No, but she,
I had to hold back.
A cool white.
But you saw the tweet, right? She goes, and when after the leak, she's like,
you're a black knight.
She's like, LGBTQ allies, they're coming for us next with marriages and everything. You know, we got to stop this. And you saw that tweet, Julie, right? You know, that Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. So all these people get to incite violence on conservatives. Yeah. And we sit here and go, yeah, we're going to negotiate about gun violence and we're going to give you red flag laws and we're going to kiss your ass. No, fuck
Tim,
you.
Remember that event that happened where that guy shows up with a gun and shoots a bunch of Republicans. And that happened
was
like
a softball
what,
game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They shot the motherfucker.
Right. So what I'm saying is that and you do you see Republicans going around like, oh my God, insurrectionists? No, because you know what I mean. That we don't Republicans don't do that shit. Meanwhile, Democrats they fucking put a fort, walls and shit all outside the Congress because they were fucking scared for their lives. Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, you know, says she was like, oh my God, I fear for my life. Turns out she was nowhere near the fucking thing.
Nowhere close. That thing. Yo.
Yeah, okay.
Her live streams are the best thing going today because, first of all, she man spreads, okay? And
that's his favorite part. That's his favorite part.
That's all I can do is just stare at her crotch because she man spreads. And then she gets all Boricua. She gets all Boricua like, yo, we don't live in a good society in Congress and everything. I'm like, oh man, can you keep talking like that, please? Because it's like,
what's funny is that she comes out and tries to make a case for Latinx.
She's an
like
idiot.
Latino, and meanwhile, every fucking comment on it is like, no, we don't want this. Latinos do not want. You know how scared the left is
inclusive
about what's happening because there's polls, folks, that have come out that show that Republican support among Hispanics for the first time has shifted. This is a massive tilt towards the Republican Party. There again, there's a shellacking that's coming. So much so.
But hold on. Does it really even matter when they've got people pulling boxes of ballots out of the bottom of the table and people just like, oh, no, that never happened. Don't look over there. No, that never happened. Don't worry about that.
You make a great point.
What does it
Jeremy?
Matter? What does it matter if we have this huge red wave coming when the people who are counting the fucking votes are pulling them out from underneath the table going, oh, how many do we need for Biden to win?
But this is why they're freaking out, dude.
20,000? Right. Oh, here you go. Here's a box of 20,000. Oh, magically, Biden wins.
But this
wins.
Is why they're freaking out about the precinct strategy committee, because part of that is doing the canvassing and becoming poll watchers and poll workers. So as they're doing
but
this-
But it doesn't matter. We had Republican-
No, you didn't.
Conservative
so it, you
people
didn't.
On the poll you, watching. They told them to go
right,
home.
Right, poll watching. But now you're getting poll workers. If you actually look at the numbers- Because when I go to these meetings now, because I go to the fucking LD meetings for my area and they break down the numbers, there was hardly any representation in 2020 at the polls, right? As poll workers.
As workers.
We found out. So check this out. You know what they did?
What? Wait, stop. You said...
Because the poll workers are supposed to be bipartisan. You're supposed to have Democrats and Republicans in there. Even down to like when you... At MTEC, where they do the tabulations and everything, you're supposed to have... a Republican and a Democrat overseeing that, and then an unaffiliated voter.
Until the person running the show sends everybody home, except for the Democrats.
But,
let's go ahead and count these votes that I pulled out of the bottom of the table.
What we found out when I'm hearing through these other meetings that I'm in is that half the poll workers were from fucking California, paid workers from California, and nobody did shit because there was no representation. Nobody was calling it out. So this year for the primaries and for the general, they have war rooms. They have everything set up because they're more prepared because...
Well, okay, that's great. Arizona, maybe it won't happen in Arizona, but what about the other states in the union?
No, because of all this going on. That's why they're questioning Georgia right now because there's some shady shit happening in Georgia, right?
There was crazy fucking shit happening in everywhere. Georgia on the 20th election because of this.
What I will say, video. What I will say here is this, is that yes, you're right. They can cheat in the counties that they are in control of. And this time around, look, fool me once, right? That whole thing. I think a lot of people have woken up to the corruption that has happened. And to Tim's point, I think a lot of people, Republicans in specifically, are volunteering now and being aware. And there has been some legislation, some changes in rules and the ways that things, and even the whole movie that we watched, there was a hearing that happened in Arizona. I watched some of that where, you know, they were urging the legislatures to, hey, you guys need to pass laws. If you don't even do anything and all you do is just put cameras, first of all, don't have ballot drop boxes this year, please. But if you do, put fucking cameras on that shit. That way you can see the people who are showing up with multiple ballots multiple times.
But so you have cameras on them.
But to Tim's point, let me put it this way.
Matter.
And this is why our system of government is unique, and this is why it was genius. Because sure, they can cheat in certain places, and yes, maybe they might win the presidency. However, president, it can become a lame duck if he doesn't have a Congress. And from what it looks like, they're going to have to cheat at such a massive scale, even in Republican counties, where I don't think they can. It's just they don't have the money, even with the backing of George Soros. And the point that I wanted to make, that again, Democrats are worried about the shift that's happening in the conservative, because again, Hispanics have been conservative. They just the Democrats just hoodwink them into thinking, hey, Republicans hate immigrants. Bullshit. No. Illegal immigration. Now, let me show you some numbers. Today, Republicans lead Democrats by 3. Again, these are leftist polls, folks.
Historic.
So add another 3 to that. Democrats, yeah. Republicans lead Democrats by 3 among Hispanics in the new Quinnipiac poll, 41-38. And again, take this with a grain of salt. This is why Democrats right now, And Julie posted this on our social media, folks. If you're not following us on social media, a lot of the shit that we talk about is going to be posted there. George Soros, a George Soros backed fucking investor, has bought out how many stations? From 11 radio stations, and specifically out in Miami, and they're buying radio stations that have been long critics of the fucking communism that because again, and Tim knows this, we've been out to Miami, we talked to, you know, Cubans out there. They are Republican. All of them are Republican. And so the left realizes this, they can't win Florida. What do they need? They need the Hispanic vote. So what are they going to do? They think that by being going woke and spewing this message, again, that these people don't want to hear. They fled that bullshit. They fled the communism bullshit. So
wait, hold on. I want to get a piece of clarification here. When you say they bought out the radio station, you're not talking about like bought all the advertising on the radio station.
No, they bought the station.
The cold station.
Yes.
Control the media.
To control
backed
it.
By George Soros.
And what a lot of people are saying about this is that their goal is to actually destroy the stations. Like basically shut them down at some point so that there's no message going out.
Well, I mean, let's face it,
Telemundo
radio is a dying media to begin with.
No, you'd be surprised how many people listen to talk radio, dude. Yeah.
Oh, talk radio, that's AM.
No, but that's what, no, that, but even on FM. So they're buying these stations because that's where all political, still majority of political conversations or shows, their biggest airwaves are still on radio. That's why this is very big. Yes, a lot of people are always listening to
a lot
radio.
A lot of old people listening to the radio.
Yeah, but even if you're at work,
truck drivers.
Truck drivers.
They have satellite radio. They have podcasts. I mean, if I was a truck driver, I would have enough podcasts to listen to while I was driving for 12 hours a day.
But again, the demographic they're going for is not the kids. They're going for the older Democrat because they got the kids already. A lot of the kids, like when we were in Miami, the guy was
vote.
Even saying
they're not going
to
vote and they're not enthusiastic to vote. They're just not.
I can't remember the last time I turned on a radio and listened.
Right, but the older generation, they still hear this and they understand the flea and what they understand what communism is and why
they left the country.
Right, but their kids they don't understand the communist flea. They don't understand that because they're in America.
Well, they will soon enough.
Well, but that's why.
So
when they're seeing in 2018, it was like negative. It was plus Democrat 40, plus 40 for Democrats in 2018. In 2022, it's like plus 20 Republican. That is a fucking
pause. Because remember what happened in this is why the whole fucking thing look suspicious that Biden won. Because remember what happened, even though Republicans lost, Trump lost, there was a massive shift. There was, folks, even though the Democrats got control, a lot of Republicans won across state legislatures. I think we gained, I don't know how many states legislatures in the last election. And this was the last election. This was before that all
it was a tsunami in 2020.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make sense. So it was a red tsunami in 2020.
It was a red tsunami. If you look at the numbers, that's why it doesn't make sense. It makes no sense. You telling me that every person that Trump supported wins, but he doesn't win? Bullshit. It's a lie. Now, what I did want to also talk about is that, you know, Biden, again, the Democrats think that they have a winning strategy here. They're throwing a Hail Mary. And so conveniently, a mass shooting happens. Now, look, I'm not trying to downplay this, but it looks very suspicious. Okay, especially the stories, the inconsistencies that are coming out, and then the complete silence about it. And this is very typical. So they think that, hey, we're going to use this tragedy as a way to call for more gun control. And so what they've done is, you know, and they have their guy out there. Jesus Christ. This guy goes he goes out to Jimmy Kimmel's show. And I want to show you just this little fucking useless motherfucker. Joe Biden is
an embarrassment.
He's an embarrassment, folks. This is a leader of the free world being led across the Jimmy Kimmel show. Like he's a fucking, honestly, this is how you would lead somebody who's got dementia. I'm not lying to you, folks. He looks fragile. He looks lost. He's lost. Let me show you this video. It's pathetic.
But then he'll be found by his keeper.
What is happening?
What is happening? What is that?
Eerie and creepy.
That was like the point. Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure I help.
Oh my God.
We've been mansplaining and hogging the conversation. So
Let me play just this video and then we can comment.
Our ratings on this show are going to suck because of your mouth. I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't care.
It's Joe Biden.
Look at him. All right, I know you can barely see it. Okay, so let me explain to the audience what happened. Okay, so first of all, Biden's wearing a fucking mask, and he does this everywhere he goes. He's backstage, nobody's around him. He's wearing a mask, and then he comes out. The music starts playing to bring him out. He comes out, and then he takes his mask when he approaches people. Isn't the purpose of the mask? It's just the fucking. And I'm not making this shit up. I'm not replaying this shit.
It's backwards, hey, Joe.
He's cursing just as much as me. So.
No, yeah. Not even close.
Okay, so
keeping a coin jar.
Let me put it this way, and I'm gonna replay this so that way you can see what happened. As Biden comes out, he goes to shake the hand of the wrong person. He goes completely to the guy who's playing on the band. He reaches out his hand to shake his hand, and then Jimmy Kimmel has to go after him to bring him over to his side, and then he just pats him on the back, and basically he's leading Grandpa because Grandpa's fucking lost. This is sad.
You should have just given him some ice cream. That would have just topped it off. You're giving him ice cream on fucking national TV.
Let me
TV.
Play this again because I'm not making this shit up.
Because he likes to lick things.
What the fuck?
Not going to lick itself, Heidi.
It's Joe Biden.
Look at him. Takes his mask off. He's heading this way to this guy.
And he's like, go that way.
Yeah, and he pushes him that way. And then Jimmy Kimmel's like putting his hand on his back. Like,
Biden.
It's sad. Watch it again. Goes this way. Jimmy Kimmel calls him. He's like, oh.
It's fucking remember sad. Remember when he was at the White House? Remember when he was at the White House and he was walking with his briefcase, like limping in the yard? And he literally walked right past the door he was supposed to go in. And he took the Columbus route to get back in the White House.
He's useless.
Oh my God, this guy's an embarrassment. And then the shit he said was even worse. Like he was trying to talk like, well, my message, you know, we're trying to get our message through, but, you know.
Lawnmowers happened.
We're trying to get it across, but, you know, the journalists, they have to report. And they need
the fire
clicks.
Hydrant
yeah, pretty
on
much.
The corner.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's talking about clicks and everything. And Jimmy Kimmel, you know, they're in his ear like, hey, you need to go to commercial break immediately. You know they were in his ear.
Yeah. You need to get this crazy man back on target.
Because this guy should not be on fucking TV at all.
He's fucking
shouldn't be president of the United States.
Well, we know that.
He He's got a problem.
He's a son of a bitch.
And he's a liar. And I think people are seeing this because even
he's
on
got
that,
long COVID.
Even on that show, he starts talking about gun control and how we, you know, need to pass legislation and blah, blah, blah.
Let's talk about gun control.
We saw a Kia Soul today on the freeway and Bella looks at it and goes, Mom. And I said, yeah, you saw that, right? And it says across the back of it in blue, proud to be a Democrat.
Oh, God.
I asked at one point for Jeremy to put one of those like cattle guards on the front of the truck for me so I could just like boom, 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 just run him. Boom,
oh,
boom,
my
boom,
God.
Boom,
oh,
boom,
my
boom. God. But he hasn't done it yet for me.
No.
Stop.
No.
She's just kidding, folks.
Allegedly.
It was a joke. Sorry.
only liberals can run people over with their cars and get away with it in
but
California.
Her attitudes
that's an assault vehicle there. Well, look, to Tim's point, the guy he's mentally ill. And by the way, talking about mentally ill, fucking, this is what we need to be focusing on when we talk about mass shootings. There's a mental illness problem in our country, folks. Nobody wants to talk about this shit. And we got doctors fucking pumping people with fucking drugs because there needs to be tort reform. We are a lawsuit happy country. Anything a doctor makes a mistake, oh, fucking sue the life out of him. And now the doctor, anything the patient says, fine, get all these fucking pills. This is what we've become. This is the truth.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
But the thing is, you know, people with guns are not the problem, folks. And what's crazy is that you have people who are in power that want to talk about taking away people who haven't broken the law, right? The vast majority of Americans have not broken the law. And we got these power-hungry people talking about, well, you know what? How we fix this? We take away your guns. No. Criminals that break laws, you think they're going to listen to yet another law about now you can't change and clean out your own weapon?
Hell no. They don't even enforce the laws that are on the books in half these cities.
Murder is already illegal. It hasn't deterred the murderers.
Yeah.
Just look at every major Democratic city since 2019. Homicides are up in every city. And in Chicago, New York, strict gun control. Guess what? They kill people with guns. Not a knife, not their fist, but guns.
Above every other city in the country that's Republican.
Yeah. I don't even know if they're those not
only that but even in the history of our world, look at every major government regime who has come in and said, hey, guess what, guys? We need to pass legislation to control the amount of guns. Shortly after that, there seems to be always an inordinate amount of mass murder that happens. Atrocities. And I'm talking about the Turkeys with the Armenians, the Nazis with the Jews, the Soviet Union with, you know, their own citizens. Each one of those regimes and governments, Pol Pot in Cambodia, all these people have passed laws to control guns, and then guess what happens? Mass murder. We think that we're unique to that, but the uniqueness is in America is that even if tomorrow they pass all this legislation to remove guns from everywhere, even if they pass that law, guess what, folks? There's millions of guns. I what was the number? I think Jeremy, you know that number.
What's the number? I don't know how many.
35 million.
That wouldn't surprise me. I think it was like one out of every seven. There's one gun for every seven people in the United States. Does that sound right?
No, it's more than that. I think it's the other way around. I think there's seven guns for one person. Yeah.
No. Yes.
There's like 400 million guns
in
this country.
There's more guns than there are
people.
How
many people are in? There's more than 400 million people in this
country. No, there's like 300. There's 300 million.
Right. But I'm saying it's not a seven. It's not a 7-to-1 ratio.
But it's more. There's more guns than people.
Yes.
Yes. 4-to-1, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, you can watch a sitcom. Like we were watching The Big Bang Theory the other day, and Sheldon went to visit his mom in Texas, right? And in the background of the show, you see this gun case, and there's like seven different guns in the case. It's like gun owners own more than one gun, right? They have one for hunting dove, they have one for hunting deer, they have one for, you know, self-defense, right? There's multiple guns owned by people who own guns, right? So it's not surprising that there are more guns than people.
All right,
but
so here's the number.
I guess I just want to say it's not 7-to-1.
So here's the number. right? Population of the United States, and these are 2017 numbers. Population of the United States in 2017 was 326 million. The number of firearms, unregistered firearms, was 392 million. The number of civilians, the estimate of firearms in civilian possession, 393. So, yeah, to your point, Tim, Jeremy, there's the people who own guns own multiple guns. And what's crazy is that 1 million are registered, 392 million are unregistered.
Well, yeah.
And which means that the government has no idea where they're at.
Well, that's a point we could argue later, but yeah.
And those are guns that, you know, people make guns.
Yeah, you can make your own gun. You buy a 3D printer.
There you go.
You can download the files straight off the internet on how to build a Glock, and you print it all up.
You think
you buy whatever
are not
metal
do
parts?
It
doesn't matter.
So
you don't have to because they have people breaking into other people's houses, breaking into other people's cars, breaking into whatever, and stealing their guns. So even if you were to ban all new gun creations and find every criminal on the planet and take away their gun. What makes you think that it's not gonna? They're not gonna get a gun 4 days later.
I'm gonna show you a video here. I'm gonna show you a couple of videos here. The first one is a funny one, and then the next one is a serious one. And Julie posted this on our social media. But this first one, again, the reasons why. God bless America. No matter what the Democrats think that they're gonna do with gun control, it's not gonna pan out how they think it's gonna pan out. So first, let me show you this video.
Oh, well, hello.
God bless
America. Well, hello. God bless America.
Well, hello.
Mother of both. The United what does States that mean?
Who's they, them?
America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money or we're better looking. No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement. That have been waiting for just such an occasion.
I want her.
Since 1775. Oh, believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War is over, baby!
War is over, baby.
Yeah.
I love America, man. This is a beautiful country, and it's true. I'm going to show you one more video. And this woman, this is a serious one. This woman actually makes a great case. It's a pretty long one. I might cut this in post. But it's worth listening to. I think it's 3-4 minutes long. And she makes the case about the gun-free zone bullshit that these legislatures want to pass. Mm-hmm. And she has a personal story that, I feel this is worth sharing. And a lot of people need to hear this. Just real quick, Nelson, Saul.
Yeah. For all us that own guns, we call those gun-free zones the shooting ranges.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hunting season. I get it. I get it. Yeah, you're right.
Not for law-abiding citizens. It's for the criminals.
Yes.
Right. They are the ones that use those as shooting ranges. Yeah,
that's exactly the first place they're going to look for.
Yeah.
All right, so let me play this, and then we'll move on. We have one. Let me see. Yeah, we'll move on to. Oh shit! Yeah, we got to move on to the next topic. Okay, this is a pretty long video, but it's definitely worth watching.
Honorable Chairwoman Maloney, Ranking Member Comer, distinguished members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to be here today to address the violence in our country. My name is Lucretia Hughes Klukin. I have 4 children and 9 grandchildren. On the night of April the 2nd, 2016, my family got a phone call that would change our lives forever. My ex-husband answered the phone and let out a blood-curdling scream, a scream of pain from the depths of his soul. He screamed, he cried, he's gone, he is gone. Our 19-year-old son, Emmanuel, went to a party early that night. After we got the call, we was frantic. We called his phone, no one answered. We called even the police.
I went to Facebook and I had to ask, is my son dead? I found out that he was shot point blank in the head and killed while playing dominoes. No one spoke up for weeks, and the killer was on the run. No one was going to snitch, but that is the street life. Words can't describe how hard it is to bury a child. I ache for anyone and all who have done the same. My son's death was a result of a criminal with an evil heart and a justice system failing to hold him accountable for the laws he had already broken. You see, a convicted felon killed my son with an illegally obtained gun. Our gun control lobbyists and politicians claim that their policies will save lives and reduce violence. Well, those policies did not save my son. The laws being discussed are already implemented in cities across this country. We have decades of evidence proving they do not work. St. Louis, New York, Chicago, Washington, Atlanta are gun control utopias, and they are plagued with the most violence. 10 more laws, 20 more laws, 1,000 more won't make what has already illegal more wrong or stop criminals from committing these crimes. And y'all are delusional if you think it's gonna keep us safe. I am a walking testimony of how the criminal justice system and the gun control laws, which is steeped in racism, by the way,
yes,
have failed the black community. By the age of 25, I had already went to 18 young black men funeral at the That's age terrible. Of 25. I have one black man in jail, one black man in the grave, and my young grandson gonna be raised without a father.
That's sad.
And it's a curse on the black community and everyone else's. Something has to change. Thoughts and prayers and calls for more gun control isn't enough. How about letting me defend myself from evil?
Boom! That's your answer.
That I'm capable and trustworthy to handle a firearm. You don't think that the Second Amendment doesn't apply to people that look like me? Who and you who would call for more gun controls are the same ones that are calling to defund the police.
Exactly.
Who is supposed to protect us?
Can't even look at her.
We must prepare to be our own first responders. To protect ourselves and our loved ones.
They weren't expecting that. They were not expecting her to come out and say that.
Law-abiding citizen, and I don't need the government to save me.
Amen.
There you go.
I teach people how to use a firearm. I empower others to look at me to understand the Second Amendment is their right. I am a proud member of the DC Project. Women for Gun Rights, we believe that education is the key to safety, not ineffective legislation. Woo! We support meaningful solutions.
Look at the cuck with the mask.
That will actually save lives. We support the Safe Student Act, H.R. 7415, which would immediately make schools safer. In hindsight, a Parkland. We saw failure of the government at every level, failing the students. Students saw something and they said something, and the school did not act. Police were called to his residence over 30 times, and they did not act. And finally, the police did not go into their school that fateful day and fail to protect those kids.
Sounds like Evaldi.
We need to secure our schools, and we got to secure this building or like y'all do. What's the difference? We call on Congress to ban gun free zones. Fund nonpartisan firearm education programs like Kids Safe Foundation and non-governmental mental health organizations like Hold My Guns. And in closing, I claim that nothing in these bills do anything to make us safer or address the mental health crisis in this country. Despite living with the heartache of losing my son on a daily basis, I believe it is our God-given right to defend ourselves from any act of violence. Making it more difficult or even more expensive for me and people that look like me and other law-abiding citizens will not make us safer. It will embolden the criminals. Gun owners are not the enemies, and these gun control policies are not the solution.
I love her passion. I love her passion. And look, I played it all because it was worth listening to. Mm-hmm. She mentioned something that I think is so true. We have to remember, folks, that, and this is a fact, a lot of the initial gun control movement was to prevent minorities from having guns. Mm-hmm. It was a racist movement. If we want to call anything racist, disarming minorities and blacks in their own communities, who then these legislatures want to pass are calling for. Oh, we got to get rid of police officers in these areas. Who's going to defend them? When only criminals have guns, folks, who's going to defend them? They can't defend themselves. You've disarmed them. It is an atrocity. And she mentioned a lot of, I love this woman. I love her passion. I love her. She spoke well. And I love that this is happening because people need to see this. More people need to see this. This is what should be played over and over again. And Republicans need to take advantage of these things because, and I think this is what's going to win a lot of people over. It's true. All you have to do is think for a few minutes. Just think for a few minutes. And you realize that it is a necessity that me being able to defend myself, instead of waiting for a police officer to show up at my door 20 minutes later, I could be long gone by then.
You're dead.
I'm dead.
You're dead.
If they even show up. Exactly. Some cities in this country, you can call the cops.
They won't show up.
And they won't show up at all.
Look at Philly over the weekend. They had a massive party. So there was a shooter. I'm not even going to say the word mass shooting because I hate that fucking term because it's stupid. If you shoot more than two people, it's a mass shooting. You know what I mean? There was a shooting in Philly, right? So the kids were partying. The cops were sitting right out there. I think it was like on South Street or something like that or whatever. I think it was South Street. And it's a very famous area. It's like the Philadelphia Times Square. Kids were partying out there, acting a fool. And fights were breaking out all the time. The cops were just sitting there watching it. Then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but two guys, they approached one guy. Like, it looked like he wasn't part of it, but like on a street. And they started fighting. And guy pulled the guy literally pulled the guy, show him on video. The guy's literally walking towards him, pulls out the gun. The guy realizes it. He's fighting with the other guy, hits the guy with the gun, but then he tries to run away. He starts popping shots and he runs into the crowd. So the guy's shooting fucking shots into the whole crowd. Wow. But now, this is the so bad that's happening in Philadelphia. It happens every night in Philadelphia. Every night in Chicago. Every night in New York. Every night in St. Louis. What do they all have in common? Strict gun laws all run by Democrats, okay? Until people realize that the same people, like she said, that are saying that we need stricter gun control to save lives is bullshit. What everybody should be doing, and I said this on the show a couple weeks ago, you know how you solve the gun problem, the violence problem? Arm everybody. Teach gun control.
It's a great equalizer.
I mean gun safety.
It should be a requirement before you graduate.
There's a guy on Twitter, and he doesn't get enough, pass a test
that says, I know how to handle a gun. I know how to safely handle a gun. I know the laws that are involved with owning that gun.
It should be the next class after home ec.
It should be taught in schools.
Balancing your checkbook.
Yeah.
Which they used to have back in the day. So there's a guy on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's Major Tor or Tore. He's a black libertarian, but his whole thing is going around the country and especially in the black communities, teaching them gun safety, getting people, you know, signed up to go buy guns. And then when he gets a gun, he trains them. Right. But he also, but he has a slogan. It's black. What is it? Black guns matter. That's his, no, that's
it.
His t-shirt.
I love it.
No, but then you get fucking, you know, the white progressive liberal. This is why I hate, honestly, this is why you always hear me say why I hate white people. It's not that I hate all white people. I hate white liberal progressives. Yeah. Okay. The reason why I say that, Joy Behar, bless her heart, this fucking evil wench. She goes out on her show on The View with millions of people watching this thing. She's batshit crazy. Sometimes I think Whoopi's got to look at this broad and be like, you're just crazy. But again,
no,
she's the same type of person that would vote for Chesa Bourdin and Garcon in L.A.
Yeah.
to be these progressive, you know, because we're saving the community, right, from themselves. She said on The View, basically, like, oh, wait until arm all black people. And that's how watch how fast Republicans go for gun control. I'm just like, I summed it up, Tim, but that's basically what she said.
Even if you take what she said at face value, right? If she says, look, as soon as blacks get guns, what she's insinuating, Republicans will oppose gun laws. Well, to her logic, well, shouldn't then you support for these blacks to have guns against these racist Republicans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's contradicting her own goddamn fucking.
Well, the racists
to begin with.
Yeah,
but at the same time,
the racists are showing their true racism by saying shit like that. That's why I always say the best thing that ever happened to Donald Trump was getting silenced. As weird as that sounds, because you're watching them all like eat themselves, like they put their foot in their mouths because they say some dumb shit.
2 years ago, I posted this on TikTok.
It almost happened again, by the way.
2 years ago, I posted this on TikTok. Follow me, real salty. Real talk. Follow me, real talty. I'm drunk. So two years ago, I posted this.
I spilled half my beer on the table, by the way, and we kept recording.
I posted this, and it was kind of prophetic to begin with because at that time, he hadn't even lost yet. He hadn't lost. And I posted a video that kind of correlated Trump to the, you know, remember The Dark Knight. So at the end of Dark Knight, I'm sorry, I quote this movie a lot. Sue me.
You do. You really do quote that movie.
But there, because I love it. It's one of the fucking best movies. That's why I'm a DC fan, because you can stack up The Dark Knight against any fucking Marvel movie and it still wins.
I think the Batman was better than Dark Knight.
Fuck the Batman. God. Come on, stop it.
I'm woke. What do you mean, man? I like woke Batman. God.
Can I finish my thought? So the reason, I posted this video of Trump and I was equating him because, and it was prophetic in a way because, see, at the end of The Dark Knight, there's a scene where he has to take the blame for everything. Why? Because what was his name? Harvey Dent.
He goes
fucking nuts and he ends up killing a bunch of people, meaning that the Joker fucking corrupted even the best of the best in the city, right?
Exactly.
The Dark Knight says, we can't allow him to win. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Exactly. So then Harvey Dent becomes the villain.
Dent.
Those are his quotes, and he was prophetic in that sense. And the thing is that at the end of that movie, what's his name's son? Commissioner Gordon's son. Yeah. Comes down and says, like, wait, why is Batman running away? He like they're chasing him. And he's like, because Batman. Guess what? Because he's taking on the blame of everything. And I think in a certain way, Trump took on the blame of everything. They put everything on him and he's gone now. Now who
complicit.
Do you blame? Now who do you blame? Exactly. But the thing is,
they still
he's
blame
gone.
Him.
Exactly. But it's
inflation,
a dying,
Trump's fault.
But
gas
it's a
prices,
dying
Trump's fault.
Narrative. Nobody believes
it anymore.
I stubbed
my toe, Trump's fault.
And that's why it was genius to begin with. And that's why, you know, to a certain extent, it was prophetic. It was divine providence that it had to happen because now who do you fucking blame? You only
it might
got
be dumb
to blame
luck.
Yourself
it
and
might
your fucking dementia.
Dumb luck.
It might be, but at the same
it
time,
might be dumb luck.
It is.
Let's not
happening.
Maybe give me.
It's
sometimes
happening.
A plan gets too much credit. It just Look, might be pure dumb luck.
At a certain point, you can call Trump's moves dumb. But the guy's made millions, way more millions than me and you have made, Tim.
At a certain point,
there's a genius to him. He shook hands with powerful men who nobody would have shaken hands
with.
And so,
I agree. There's a lot of things.
We can call him dumb, but he did a lot of things that
his plan being dumb, but just like how Twitter banning him and it all played out. That's just a dumb plan that just backfired. No, it backfired in the... what I'm saying is it's a dumb plan that backfired because by silencing him, you made him act, you made the base stronger.
They made him a martyr.
They made him a martyr, but you made the base stronger.
Yes.
People realize you can win. People also realize that because Trump's 80, almost 80 years old. You know, the guy's going to die soon. You know what I'm saying? He's going to die soon. He's 80 years old.
What the?
No, he's not. He's in his 70s.
76?
The point that I was going to try to make to him is that the thing is that, see...
He's not going to be around forever.
They ended him before he could become the villain that they wanted him to be.
And that's why they're trying to paint the picture now, because they're covering their own ass with the January 6th commission.
To your point, I mean, I don't know if Trump would have lasted. I mean, if he would have been there another term, he could have become the villain. Because the way he was headed with fucking COVID, that's one thing that I did not agree on him on.
Yeah.
But I think that he was cut at a point where everything was great. And then you can mark it to the day where everything fucking started declining as soon as Biden comes in and fucking removes all these executive orders. And it's like, what the fuck did you do? Gas price is going up. Well, that's not my fault.
But all you got to do is go back to the presidential debate, right? You don't even have to look at anything else. Just look at the presidential debate. When he goes, if you vote for him, your gas prices are going to be $5-6. It's actually going to be worse than that, right? And people going, nah, he's lying. Yeah. And then they go, and now they're looking at it and going, shit, he said that in November. I mean, in October, September, October at the debates, but I thought he was full of shit. Huh. Then what does he say? Things are going to go through the roof. You're going to see prices you've never seen before and probably even a depression. Nah, he's full of shit. The economy's great. Look at the stock market. COVID recovered. We're never going to do that. Oh, shit. Inflation is at an all-time high and I lost 10% of my 401k. Huh. But January 6th and gun control is supposed to matter.
We didn't deserve, but the hero that we, in a certain point, we needed. Anyways, we're going to
he opened a lot of people's eyes, regardless of what happens next.
Dude, three times.
I know.
Fuck.
Donald Trump.
Now you have me cussing.
No, I'm going to say, I'm going to end it with this. Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump.
Where's my jar?
Oh, yeah. I owe probably $1,000 right now.
No, I was. Paying for my tank of gas the next 2 weeks.
Donald Trump. The reason why the Republicans hate Donald Trump is because he gave us a voice, the common folk, the working man. And they don't like that because
he made them look bad for not doing anything.
He gave you a seat at the table. He gave you a seat at the table.
It's the same reason why they hate Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She makes I love her. You see her speech today on the
accountable. Yes. She makes them accountable.
Her speech today. Eight minutes.
She fucking has them all vote. Did you guys know this? I mean, I'm sure we mentioned this before, but did you guys know this, that before it used to be a voice type of bullshit? Like, in other words, if they would say, hey, this legislation is coming up, who says aye? Who says nay? Nay. And then the speaker, whoever was fucking chairing the whole thing at that time, said, okay, the ayes have it or the nays have it. And there was no recorded vote.
Yeah.
So Marjorie Taylor Greene, ever since she got elected, every single vote that they do is no longer voice recorded. In other words, the number of ayes and nays. It is now, she says, I want every single. And so what happens is that not everybody is in that chamber at the time that they're fucking passing laws. So what they have to do is they have to call them up and be like, hey, you need to fucking register your vote in. Oh, cool. Put in my vote. So now
proxy
it's fucking
votes.
Recorded. Yeah, exactly. Proxy. And so now it's recorded and now they have to, it's on paper, folks. And so now we can see who voted for
they
what.
They have to be held accountable for what they voted
accountability.
For.
Accountability.
10 now, Republicans voted for gun control.
Talking about accountability, we have to move on to the next subject. And Samantha's itching for a fight. Let's move on to the next subject. Samantha texts me. Oh, actually, yeah, me and Samantha were texting back and forth about, you know, there is a big male-female divide. And it's a conversation that we need to have. And so the topic is about men and women and obviously physical beauty and attributes and how important it is for the sexes. Okay. So Samantha, I'm gonna let you go on this and then we're gonna play the video. So let's introduce this topic.
All right. So Untamed, y'all, here we go. Women, men, working out. As women, we think to ourselves, we look at our body, we look down, and it's like, what's going on here? Do you think ever to yourself, oh, snap, I better work out because I have a freaking hot husband and that's why I'm doing it? So this is what we're here to discuss. Women, do you do it for you or you do it for that hot man?
Do you, boo-boo?
No.
Do you?
Do you, boo-boo? All right, so let me, there's a TikTok video that I want to play before we move on. All right. So let's play this TikTok video, and this will set the groundwork for the conversation. All right, so here we go.
I want to hear Heidi's answer. I want to hear Heidi's response to this, because she's like, she's itching.
Oh, where's the asshole?
Ooh, hello. I saw
not
this
wanting
one the
to
other
work
day.
Out, then realizing I have a hot husband.
Dude, I was going to say.
I want to know what her husband looks like
on Instagram.
How come she never shows us a picture of her husband?
All right, so let me play this video.
I want to know what she looks like without makeup on.
I want to see what she looks like naked.
Jesus.
Without her big baggy T-shirt. All right. Ooh,
Saul, we just lost you again. All right, so
my question was, where is her husband? I want to see a picture of her husband. What is it that she considers a hot husband?
Let's just assume it doesn't matter.
She is doing the exercise because she thinks she has a hot husband. Doesn't matter what he really looks like. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Does it matter what he looks like?
And then to your...
Is Jeremy a hot husband to you?
No.
Yes.
There you go. So you're working out for your hot husband.
No. And then
wow.
Oh man!
No, I mean, you want my honesty, or
hold on. Let's Samantha present her point here, and then we can move on.
Yeah. Put the topic on the table, and let's beat the
hell
out.
Just put your dick out.
So what is the question, Samantha? What is the question?
The question is: are you working out because you need to make sure your husband thinks that you are so hot and that you are so attracted to him? Are you working out for you and your personal happiness going into the healing with Heidi? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your premise for working out? And if, depending on your answer, but like, what do men then expect women to do? Or what do they think women are doing is actually what it really breaks down to.
Yeah, don't say what do you expect women to do, because we're going to go into a completely different conversation.
Yeah, that's a different subject right there.
So what was your question, Jeremy?
Face down, ass up.
Jesus.
All right, I'm muting him.
Yeah.
Another.
All right. So when we first started talking about this subject, the first thing that kind of came to my mind was men and women are obviously different. Yes. We want different things.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shh. Men want, you know, we're visually orientated, right? We want to see that thin, beautiful woman. Women.
But wait. I'm sorry. I did just interrupt you, but I got triggered for a second because you said,
wow, you're a lip-tard.
I did, because you said thin, but I know people out there. So
thank you.
Who is all like too like thickness. Like let's.
Sure.
You know.
So I am, hold on. I'm speaking in generalizations.
Yes.
Okay. In general, if you were to survey 1,000 men, 903 of them are going to say they want X, Y, and Z.
We want Paris Hilton, not Lizzo.
Boo. I don't agree with that either.
We want Paris Hilton,
you
not
Lizzo. You say that, but it's also...
Yeah, all right. I don't
know. I'll listen.
So, Nelson might want Lizzo.
Well, no, hold on. Let me put it... Jeremy, let me clarify that because Samantha decided to put me as an example. However, I've always said, look, there's a difference between what you marry and what you fuck. I'm sorry I'm putting it this way, but it's the truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Filter me out, but it's the truth. this is the goddamn truth.
Right.
So men will fuck anything.
Fake news.
We've already decided you're not real man.
After a while, your hand gets kind of boring.
I haven't fucked in 3 years, and I haven't fucked a fat bitch yet.
Okay, but Tim is the exception to the rule. In general, men will go down. Men will, in general, will. And you've heard of the whole thing of like, oh, you don't want to introduce this girl to your friends because, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be known as the guy who, you know, that's not me. I don't care. But there are men who are like that. This is the truth. And in general, I will say that the majority of men are like this way. They will put up with their wives getting heavy, but they'll tolerate it. Doesn't mean that they want that. No, not at all. And men are we are genetically engineered for variety. And the reason that I know this is because Look at the married men who are with wives who were 96 pounds when they got married, and now they're 200 and something, and they're still making love. Okay, does that mean that he wants her to be that weight? No. All it means is that he's putting up with that, and he's tolerating that. As much as women tolerate men who, when they met him, he was balling, he was a good dude, he was like making, he had job, and all of a sudden they get together, and now he lost his job, and now he's fucking, you know, doesn't know what to do.
Right.
He's not, and so women will tolerate that, and so it's the equivalent with men. Men will tolerate it, but that doesn't mean that that's what they want. But it doesn't mean that that's not what they will, men will get aroused, okay? Sex is sex. But when you're talking about what men prefer, if you think that you can gain 100 pounds from the point that you met him and he fell in love with you, and you think you can get 100 pounds, and then this skinny bitch comes around, gives him an eye, you think he's not going to cheat on you? You think he's not going to... I promise
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
You are mistaken. I promise you.
Okay.
I think it depends on what she's doing at home to take care of her man.
Yes,
I can tell you this. Yes. I lose interest in a girl. Like when I get with a girl and she's, you know, looks good and everything, and then by that 3-4 months, this is why my relationship, one of the reasons why my relationships never go long. I've had girls cry, like, how come you don't? I'm like, I'm just not attracted to you. Because they've gotten big.
Because the only reason you got with them in the first place was they had a skinny little
there
waist.
There you go.
That was the only reason.
There
so that's not their
go.
Fault. That's your fault for being so shallow that all you did was went after
no,
her.
No, it's their fault
getting
because
that
they
fucking, thinking that they
they
could
let
change
themselves
it.
Go. They thought okay. they could they well, thought how, they could okay. stick
you better do some squats or some
why
shit.
Why is it always the girl? Why, you know, what about the
I work
girls
out every
who
day.
See their husbands get all fat? And they're not.
Oh, I think guys, no, I think it's the same thing for guys. Guys should always stay in shape.
Should a girl put no, because women will tolerate no, this it's not the same thing, Tim. Look, here's the deal. This is the equivalent for women.
Put in work too.
Here's the equivalent for women. Is this the dude that you met had a great job, was doing great, had his own place, blah blah blah, all this shit. You get together, you're married with him, and all of a sudden he loses his job. He's got all these excuses of why. He can't.
He stays home,
job,
plays video games all
and
day,
and he stays home all day. Are you still in love with him the same way that you were when you met him? No, of course
no.
You can be like, "What the fuck is wrong with this dude?" You tolerate it because you hold on to what you met. It's the same thing with men. When a woman loses that and doesn't pay attention to that, this is important for men. Men are visual
these are very two
creatures.
Piss poor examples.
Yeah, I don't.
These are two very
that.
Piss
no.
poor examples.
It's the truth.
Because
men
and I'll
women
tell you
are
why.
Different.
No. You're right. They are different. 100%. I've always agreed with that. Very, very different. But piss poor example. And I'm going to go off of personal experience here. The only thing that men have brought to the relationship was that they earned an income.
Big dicks.
To put into
that
the
is
household.
Not true.
To put Ow! Into the household.
What?
And then there were. And then there were some very, very small differences other than that. But the only one thing that every one of them brought into my life was that they made an income, had an income that they brought into the house. Okay. In the meantime, I work, I take care of the children, I take care of the household, I take care of making sure there's food on the table. The list that the female has to take on in a relationship. And I've always said this versus what the husband has done, it is extremely, extremely different. So if I get with a man who has an income, has a home and is doing well, and then all of a sudden he loses his job and he's sitting on the couch doing playing video games, you just took away the only thing you were bringing to my life to begin with.
Jeremy, you should quit working.
Yeah, I mean, like, seriously, what are you doing for me ever at that point? So you're saying a woman. So you're saying a woman put on some weight, but she put on some weight. Is she still? I know my husband's going to bitch about this because he's not getting one of the things I'm going to comment on.
Jesus.
And I'm putting it out there.
Oh, Jesus.
Because she. Okay, so now she's still taking care of the kids. She's still taking care of the household. She's still working. She's still cleaning. She's still going grocery shopping. She's still, the only thing she stopped doing all of a sudden is she's now not sucking your dick every fucking day.
That's the most important thing. That's
Hold
number
on a minute.
One.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
That's number one.
I'm not done. Hold on a minute. I'm not done. I'm not done. And now, oh, and now because, and now she's put on 40, 50 pounds and you're going, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not happy with you anymore. Well, are you kidding me? You're not doing anything but sitting on the couch playing a fucking video game. That's all you're doing.
I have to agree with Heidi. And okay, first of all, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, number one. But number two, it's like, how do you expect your wife to do whatever Heidi just said? Gross, but how do you expect
what clean to do that? Cleaning is gross.
When you're fat, they have to lift your belly first, and then get to business. So how is it okay for guys to say, oh, because you know now they're fat, we're not attracted to you. You know now we're gonna go.
You
look
suck
at
in that
else.
Stomach.
What about the women? Like they. Yeah,
I don't want to lift up. I don't want to lift up your muffin top to lick that.
And this is the other piece. Like,
lift up your belly to do whatever you need to do.
You're also putting so, and I understand men and women are different, but you're also putting so much weight of like
no pun
worth saying like, hey, if my wife doesn't do X, Y, and Z, like mm-hmm. I'm going to cheat on her physical appearance. But it's like, shouldn't there be? And maybe you can say, you know what? And if that's how you are, then like put it out there and like be what it is. But like, if all that, and you know, maybe over time it has changed, but that you want, like, you just like, I just need my wife to be hot. I want a trophy wife. Guess what? I won't fucking work, and you better make some money, and I want a fucking Jeep and all that stuff. Put my coins in the tip in the curse jar.
Okay, be your trophy wife and do nothing else.
Let me speak. God damn it. So to your point, I don't want to like the trophy bitch thing. Yeah, I mean, you got to be a millionaire, and that's just drama in itself. But to everybody's point, yes, you don't want to when your wife goes.
That's the trade. You want a trophy wife, you make the money. If not, if you're not making X, Y, and Z, then like you don't get to be like, oh, she gained some
now
weight.
I know how it feels like when we talk politics, Nelson. Yeah. Jesus.
Hey, and the other thing to answer your question, Sammy, I look in the mirror and I am doing whatever I'm doing because of me. If I'm gaining weight and the man doesn't like it, it might be a moment to step back and go, clearly, she is fucking miserable because she's not taking care of herself anymore. Mm-hmm. Because that's why we do what we do. We are out exercising or wearing makeup or whatever it is because we're not happy with who we are and we're emotionally doing what we're doing to our bodies. It's damaged. A self-destruct. It's mental self-destruct. It's every woman in the world. Cannot.
But you admit that that's not a healthy way to approach it. So,
let me make my point because she interrupted
me. Go ahead, Jeremy.
She rudely interrupted me. Now I know what it feels like to be mansplained, womansplained. Anyway.
Jules, do you have anything while he's trying to talk?
No, but I get Jules' thing.
I can't take it serious because, first of all, he's never been married. He's never been in a serious relationship longer than, what, 2 months?
Thank you.
A year. I mean, close to a year. And, you know what I mean?
You know,
even when I'm dating somebody, but here's the thing. The minute the fun stops and they stop letting themselves go, you become unattractive because then you speak.
Okay, exactly. And then
you
have
that's the problem. You were never trying to find someone who fits you need.
But like when
not
the fun
looks.
Stops and then you become boring and you start talking and then you look ugly,
back,
I'm like, I don't want nothing to do with you.
To you, right, Tim?
I work out every goddamn
Can
day.
I say something?
Yeah, I drink, so I might have a little beer belly, guys, but you know what I mean? That's a hernia.
This is crazy.
Here's the problem. We're talking like this. Everybody's talking like this.
Yeah, this is going to be
first of all, like, things are becoming personal and we're not talking generalized. Okay, so for you know,
I didn't say Samantha's ugly.
Let's not personalize this shit and let's talk in general. Because as soon as everybody starts talking about you know, oh, I'm a perfect couple. Stop, everybody. This is not what we're trying to do. We're trying to have a conversation about men and women.
I feel attacked
in general, right? So if you feel attacked, that's on you. Fucking wear the suit and walk your way home.
Emotional. Where is that?
Emotional damage. Exactly.
Emotional damage.
So the point that I'm trying to make is that aesthetics is important to men. It's a fact. You can deny it all you want, women. You can sit here and say, no, it shouldn't be. It is.
I think for women too.
No, not as much as it is for men. It really isn't. Because
Can we do the survey?
Because in general, women will put up with a fat, short, bald man who's making millions and billions. Look at fucking Amber Heard was fucking dating Elon Musk. That motherfucker's ugly as fuck, but he's got billions. Any woman will throw themselves at him. Okay? And so it is the truth. We cannot deny that. And so men and women look for different things. So in general, women, if you're trying to keep your man and you think that you can gain 100 pounds, look, I'm not saying, and this is coming from somebody who likes chunky women to begin with. I love thick women. I love thick women all day. Tim knows this.
Why are you laughing?
Me and Tim never overlap in the type of women that we like. However, if I met a girl who was 200 pounds and then tomorrow she's 400 pounds, you think I'm going to still stick around? No, I'm not. Fuck that shit. No,
as long as her boobs go past the belly.
No, look, 400 pounds.
I remember
pounds,
him saying that was the rule. I remember him like, saying that.
Is like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be rolling out everywhere. I'm going to have to roll you out of everything. That
so I have a
question. I'm not doing that.
You got a limit.
But they might be exactly. 7 feet tall.
There's been, I don't know.
Throw some flour on it and go for the wet spot.
Oh, I think I still have it. It's about where it says, you know, if your girl, she was chunky at the beginning and starts losing weight and starts, you know, getting
you get all jealous and crazy and want to feed her Twinkies. Like
you better start thinking that you're about to be
really?
Single.
They do. They're like, oh, she's going to pass on because now she looks good and like these other guys and she's going to go to something and realize I'm a fucking loser.
Or yeah. that's on the carnivore diet and you lose 300 pounds.
That's an insecure man.
So I will say, when Jeremy and I met...
Well, women are the same way.
When Jeremy and I met, I remember he had a very specific type of person in mind, in looks. And I do not fit those looks. I haven't fit them from the beginning. So I, to this conversation point, he's married a woman that was not, he used to say he wanted to feel the rib bones. Like you need to be able to see him and feel him or something like that. There was some sort of,
I put him in like $300,000 worth of debt. So he said, fuck it. I might as well.
And then like hair color, but I definitely was not, I clearly remember this. I remember the conversations. I think I actually have it in,
women remember
text
these
messages.
Things.
They're like elephants.
Because we were talking
become
about
the size of them.
Hey, you told
me. At 3:00 p.m.
It was Tuesday. It was cloudy.
You were wearing that same blue shirt.
The dog was barking.
But I mean, throughout our relationship and our marriage, I definitely have fluctuated. And I say fluctuated because I've gone up and then I've come back down and I've gone back up and I've come back down within 40 pounds. Oh, at one point, more than that, 60 pounds.
100.
And every pound adds new debt.
And there's been plenty of time. And I can honestly say he has never said something about.
Of course he's not.
Because he's a fucking gentleman.
Jesus, come on, Heidi.
He's not going to be like, hey, you got to go fucking to the gym.
Jesus Christ.
He's not a prick. I'm a prick.
Would you like?
He's not a prick.
Let me finish.
He might be an asshole, but he's not a prick. Yes, finish.
No?
No, finish.
Look, here's the thing. Again, I don't want to personalize this shit because I think we need to have the conversation generalized because as soon as
but
you personalize
Jeremy
it, it just becomes
I think Jeremy's
this.
One of those like, I think Jeremy's, no, that's because I think Jeremy's one of those people that looks at things from a general standpoint. I mean, as well as a personal standpoint, but I think that he is one of those middle man kind of thinkers.
I'm going
to
say this.
What does Jeremy have to say?
Let me put it this way. If Jeremy was making $2 billion a year, believe me, Jeremy would have a pick of the litter. Jeremy would have options. And Jeremy is not an exception to the rule. Maybe Jeremy today will say yes because he's... But this is the goddamn
still
truth.
Floorboard.
This is the truth. And women do not want to admit this shit. Men, when they are high status men, high quality men, have
power.
Options. And this is innate in every man.
I thought we were talking about the general population. So that's not talking about
the general population is this. Any man, you can grab any man, Jeremy included. And as soon as he's making all these millions and billions and he has options, I promise you that girl who he can see her ribcage on would become very enticing. I'm not saying he's going to cheat. I'm not saying he will. All I'm saying is that it's there and the options are there. And for women to think, that oh no he loves me regardless no you're delusional and you're
no woman
yourself.
Has argued that no one yeah, no woman has yeah. no
okay,
woman
good.
Has said that
I don't think it's always about money it's about you got to take the money
the, video
the money
watched,
example I get
yeah go ahead
no but what I'm saying is power right women like powerful men
it's not even power when
it's
I walked
100%
in
power.
when I walked in and I first saw Jeremy it had nothing to do with anything other than his arrogance that he wore on his face
that's power.
It's confidence.
It's power.
Confidence.
That's power.
It's arrogance and it's confidence.
If you look that you can go fuck up everybody in the bar, You'd rather be with the guy that's powerful, that can, you think that can do that, than the fucking skinny, you know, the little fucking diary of the little wimpy kid over there. Nobody wants a fucking charity case.
Look,
a woman wants a powerful man.
I will say that. Let me put it this way. A lot of women who are with successful, high quality, powerful men will tolerate his infidelity because they don't want to lose him. Truth. It's the truth. And a lot of, and so when we've had this conversation before, 20% of men, maybe even a smaller sliver of that, 10% of men, high, driven, rich, powerful, can bet any woman. Do not deny that. It's the truth. And so does that, and women don't care about his scruples and his morals. They don't.
Okay, so you're saying any woman.
In general,
you're saying any woman. So you're saying any woman. So you're saying any woman that
not any woman in general. A lot of women.
Hold on. So you're saying any woman that isn't Barbie. Be warned now, because your man is going to cheat on you.
Any woman who was Barbie when she met her man, and then became a fucking balloon.
Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, be careful.
So I think it goes both ways then.
Yes, so it does go both ways. If a guy is a loser after, if he was wealthy,
But what if he's like...
No, because a woman will put up with a fat man who's got a lot of money. They will. It's a goddamn truth in general.
Yes. I totally agree with that. I agree that we have been conditioned to also believe all those things that you're saying that, hey, to keep my man... I've got to be this and I've got to be that and I've got to be this and I've got to be that. And so women do that. The post is not about that. Like, probably 80% of women do believe that, oh shit, like I've got a hot husband, or oh shit, like I'm getting weight. I better do this because I'm going to lose my man. But it's scarcity and it's fear out of, you know, you can't even be, you know, who you are. I'm not saying, no one's saying let yourself go. No one's saying gain, you know, 100 pounds. People are just saying, but like, if I'm not size 2, doesn't mean a size 8 is gross.
Just as much as a man should fear, if he enticed a woman and he was powerful and had a lot of money, and all of a sudden he becomes a couch potato sitting at home and his wife fucking working for him, then the woman has every right to be like, you're a fucking loser, I'm out.
Okay, but you're the same person who preaches like marriage and how like you don't do that. So like this whole thing is also like very skewed about.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just saying, if we're talking about marriage too, and you're like, hey, you're in this situation with this person, and it's like they've changed. Like, we're all going to change. We're all going to evolve and grow. And that doesn't mean you're evolving and growing to being like 100 pounds. That means that there's changes
and trying. And there's a lot of people who will give up and they won't try. Well, that guy who stopped looking for a job and says, you know what? And she's working. I don't care. He stopped. He stopped trying. I will tell any woman, fucking leave. He's a loser. He gave up. As much as I would justify a man. But a lot of women will go to bat for a fucking hippopotamus who, you know what I mean? Like, who says I'm beautiful no matter what size I am. No. Stop. But you're delusional and you're lying to yourself thinking that you're beautiful to every man. No. Stop it.
I think the conversation was, you know, physical, right? So how we, how women work out, you know, because some of them think that, oh my God, and it's probably not even a hot boyfriend, but just, you know, if I don't work out, then he might start looking somewhere else, right?
Totally.
But
I
think it goes both ways, because you can't just put, Nelson, and you know, I'm like the biggest lesbo men.
Jesus.
I'm with the men, right?
I just met you, because,
so what I'm saying is,
who is this person?
Who invited her? It goes both ways, right? Because forget about the money. Forget about, you know, the men are billionaires, whatever. Forget about that. We're talking about physical, right? Because that's what that thing is where I need to go work out because I just remembered I have a hot boyfriend. Okay. I think men should do the same thing too.
Yes.
You know, there comes a point in a relationship where both of the parties are like, okay, am I feeling attractive to this person? Am I not? Go ahead, Jeremy.
All right. So I think we've kind of
categorize something incorrectly, right? My initial topic was going to be men are a visual creature and women are looking for, it's not necessarily money, but it's a security, right? Yes. And so in this world we live in, there's a lot of security that comes from having money.
Totally.
Okay. You don't have to worry about where's dinner coming from. You don't have to worry about where am I going to live. You don't have to worry about how am I going to plug in my hair, you know, my television, right? The money takes care of that part, but it's not really a money thing. We just equate that in our current society that way. Mm-hmm. It's actually security. Women are looking for security. They can go out with a guy who goes to the gym 8 times a week, looks like whoever, The Rock or Chris Hemsworth or whatever, with the muscles. That is also a form of security that they can bring into the relationship, right? So when we talk about men who are fat but bring in money, right? That's one part of it. But there's also the man that works hard, brings in enough money, but still does what he has to do to supply that security that the women are looking for, right? When you have the guy who has the job, who was in shape, for whatever reason, he loses his job. He lives on the couch eating Ben and Jerry's and Hershey bars for 6 months, doing nothing but playing Lego Star Wars.
Is that you?
That is gone. No, that is gone, right? That security is no longer there, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. So again, it's true. I mean, yeah.
Honestly, I'm going to say that nail on the head. Women, literally, when you're younger, you don't really get it put into words. But as you get older, and I say older as in like, okay, 25, you start getting it. You're like, okay, I want loyalty and stability. Right. Stability will come first and then loyalty. So that's the point of Nelson. You're like, oh, if they have a little of infidelity, if they're providing that stability, yes. I'm like, and they're not going to go. They're doing some of these other things, here and I'm 100%.
How many stories of women do I know who will stick around with a fucking cheater? They do. Folks, I'm not making this shit up. They will stick around with a cheater. They will stick around with a cheater as long as they know that he's providing what she needs.
Because she has zero self-worth.
But true. Really,
but that's a part of that. Women do this shit. I'm telling you.
Again, it comes back to the mental health thing I was trying to bring up earlier. Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, all of this goes even back to almost your headline. You know, when you said always, right? It's a balance. Everything's a balance. See, like relationships, we all talk our shit, right? Yeah. Women like powerful men. Men like fucking beautiful women. But at the end of the day, if there's a balance, yeah. Oh, you gained a little weight, but I know you're trying, but you know, the house is clean. You know, everything is cool. And if your life is balanced, all of this shit, because a logical, balanced person, you know what they're going to say? Yeah, we do get older, right? We do age. There's things that you cannot control. You can work out every goddamn day. You can work out every day in your life. But if all of a sudden you get like, you have, you know,
a hormone imbalance. You have thyroid disease, whatever, right?
Yeah. You can work out every day, but if you have a thyroid problem, you're gonna get big. You like you can work out every day, starve yourself, and you're still gonna get and be like, I just ate a salad.
Go ahead, Heidi.
And I remember going to the doctor and saying, I want to get to 140 pounds, and the doctor looked at me and said, you want to do what? And I said, I want to get to 140 pounds. And he said, why would you want to do that? You're 40 years old. And I said, because I'm 5'8", and I've been told that I should be 135 pounds.
Who told you?
And he said, you're 40 years old. You're in great condition. You're never going to see 135 pounds. You're never going to see 140 pounds. You're just not going to.
Well, that's a lie. Okay,
hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. And then he told me what I would have to do if I wanted to get there. Okay? So what am I? So it was very clear. Diet, exercise, and it was like 6 hours of exercise and diet and all of this crap that he put on me, and he goes, and then you'll see 135 pounds
that's not even true.
You can do carbs, remove carbs, and you're going to lose 20 pounds immediately.
She's 40 years old, and she just did the carnivore diet, and she said she dropped 20 pounds.
I'm 43 years old.
Jules just said she did the same diet.
Why are you throwing out my age like that?
Whatever.
You it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was Timmy.
Hey, we're the same age. You said the same shit.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Go ahead, Jeremy. Sorry.
I know I'm right.
No, but that was an assumption based on, oh, you're 5'8". Nothing else was taken into consideration. And
I don't believe
that. Again, people are all different sizes, different structures, different everything else, but none of that's ever taken into consideration.
Hold on, Jeremy.
50-year-old women are like,
let's hop in the old time machine, right, and go back to 100 years to the 1920s. Women who are 40 years old, who are 5'8", they weighed 140 pounds. There's nothing magical about 100 years later. It's the lens from which these doctors are looking at life now. They look at it and go, well, everyone's bigger now. No, I don't want to shame these people,
Jeremy,
anymore.
I'm going to say this. See, there's something that's happening in society. I'm gonna put it this way, okay? And I think this is what my fight is against. And this is why I repudiate it, and I'm not a fan of this. And I see it on TikTok every day because, guys, I'm on TikTok and I'm obsessed.
He's addicted.
TikTok. I'm addicted. I'm not gonna deny.
like I am with Twitter. I get it.
But here's the deal. And every day on TikTok, I see posts on people about self-love and self-esteem and blah, 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 and women encouraging other women and, girl, you're beautiful, and fucking magazines posting fat, obese women who are not healthy and
that's
saying
wrong.
That this is beautiful. It's a lie. I come at this from this approach because self-love is emphasized in society, but we don't emphasize self-control. And I think it should, self-control should be encouraged more.
Is the highest form of
discipline. What you hear in a lot of, and this is what I see a lot of in social media. You will see women post comments like, know your worth, girl, know your worth. Well, here's my question. How much are you worth if you're 500 pounds and you think you deserve a man making six figures and he's 6 feet tall and, you know, he can read minds and he's fucking phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like, he's everything that the Disney movies painted out to be.
In this modern world, though.
Let me finish this point. The statistics aren't just, they're not there, folks. And so why would you love the you that has gained all this weight and you're making yourself unhealthy? This is the truth. It's like, look, I'm talking about myself as well when I come to this, because you guys know that I'm going through this weight loss journey. It's like an alcoholic chugging pounds and pounds of bottles of fucking whatever, saying, I love myself, you know, and you need to respect that. No, you're hurting yourself. Society should say, no, fuck out of here. If you loved yourself, you would take care of yourself. Look, I think we created a society where men, I don't think men can say that they won't date a woman because she's fucking gained, like, you got too fat. You know what I mean? Like, and men can't say that. And most men won't say that. But here's what I see, again, in the whole fucking online dating shit. I'm drunk. I don't give a shit. In the whole fucking online dating shit, this is the comments that I see on their fucking description.
Put the Ukraine flag in the rainbow flag.
This is the truth. I'm not lying to you guys. Women will put this on their profile. They'll say that they're not going to date a man who's too short, too bald, too broke, too cheap, too lazy.
I've never seen that.
Dude, I fucking save screenshots of this shit.
You got to send that shit because I've never seen that.
I promise you, any time that I run into this, I'm going to send it. Women will post this shit. I promise you, I see this all the time. Again, go to Tinder. Women will type these preferences, but you think that a man is going to be able to write on their profile, hey guys, in solidarity to men, I will not date a woman who's over this weight amount.
And it's still guarantee
physical,
if you put it
still physical.
I guarantee if you put it on your profile,
you're going to find
you're going to get more.
Women hitting you. I agree.
What I'm saying is that the lack of self-reflection from most women is astounding. I think because we have focused on feelings and we focus on intentions more than we have focused on results. And so again, to me, this is the whole argument of the point, is that women will say all day, well, I gained 20 pounds because, look, I went through this emotional thing and I had this thing and then excuse. But to me, it's like fucking results. That's why I draw the line. And again, I'm not making this personal. I'm not attacking nobody. I'm thinking in general based on what I've seen and what I've observed with my own eyes. So, Tim, you were going to say something. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, at this point, based on the comment of results, right? Everything you're saying, it's not just about male, female. It's every aspect of our lives. Everything is based on this new emotional thing. Right? Again, earlier in the show, what did we talk about? Gun control, Uvalde. Now it's like, oh my God, they're killing kids and we got to take everybody's guns away. It's like, no. We got to fix mental health, right? We don't want to talk about the actual root of the problem. We want to just say, we want to take everybody else's stuff because you did it right, but you know what? You're the problem, but we don't want to ever fix the problem because that's what we campaign on, right? So it's emotional. Now we take it to dating. Hey, this is an emotional day. I thought I talk a lot of shit, but it really is. It's all the state of the fairs that we're in, right? Everything is about emotional. You can't find me one topic or anything that people are like, I want results, because results do not equal that doesn't solve the problem. You can't complain about something if you have results. If you actually accomplish something and you, hey, we came to an understanding, there's nothing to complain about. But if you do not come up with results, everybody can bitch. It's just a big, giant bitch session. But meanwhile, you're getting fucking fucked in the ass by the government and everybody else. But you're sitting there like, and look at this shit. It's all fucking distraction.
Go ahead. So you, to what Nelson said, that, you know, when women gain weight is because we're emotional, we have issues, we have whatever. So why do men gain weight? What's the excuse for you guys?
Beer.
I'm just asking.
Drinking.
So look. Let me put it this way.
And you're cooking.
Women will forgive a man with a ton of flaws.
You want to know why we gain weight?
Yeah,
like, you want to know why men gain?
It's our diets.
Yeah, diets.
It's your cooking.
But so there's no reason.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the cooking. It has to do with the food that we have access to in first world countries.
Right. But if you're
a lot of processed garbage and we eat it like it's going out of style.
But if you're a guy that works out every day, you get what a girl.
It doesn't matter how much you work out. If you eat garbage all the time, it's not going to make a difference.
So when guys gain weight, what do you guys think? I'm just asking, what do I think? When we gain weight, we're like, oh my God, you know,
there's emotional things.
We have those emotional. Well, my husband, he's probably not going to like me anymore, blah, blah, blah. What do men think when they get fat?
No, we don't want to get fat, right? We don't want our pants to fit tight. We don't want our shirts to choke us because we have three chins. We don't want to be fat.
So you think men care that much about their weight?
Oh, I do.
Some men, yeah.
I don't think they care as much as women do. But we do care. We don't want to be fat. We don't want to be unhealthy. We don't want to be winded by walking up one flight of stairs, you know, and get to the second floor going.
Are you doing it for a woman or are you doing it for yourself?
So
hold
again,
on.
It's not the weight. It's the shape.
I mean, I'm pulling us back to
165 pounds, but in shape, you're not fat.
To Joel's point, I'm pulling us back to the whole topic of what we were supposed to be discussing in the beginning. So are you doing it because of yourself or are you doing it because of a woman looking at you? In generalization,
I think in general, they're probably for
myself.
I guess it would depend if you're married or in a relationship already, right? You're not in that market to look good to a female. But I don't know. I would probably say maybe 60% is for me to not feel like shit when I wake up in the morning.
To Jeremy's point, he's in a relationship. He's comfortable. It's not for her anymore. It's because he doesn't want to be uncomfortable. Why is that okay for a man, but not okay for a woman?
Because men and women want different things.
To my point that I wanted to make earlier,
to
before Julie came
about mating.
Women will forgive a man with a ton of flaws, weight included, because of some hidden potential that man has. Okay, and I'm not making this shit up because I hear it. Can I finish my point? Because I hear it from women. Because I hear it from women all the time. This is my goddamn show. Because I hear it from women all the time. Men will forgive a woman with serious character flaws because she's beautiful. That's the equivalent with men.
Amber Heard.
A beautiful woman, a goddamn 10, men will forgive her goddamn character flaws. She could be a fucking bitch and men will forgive
that. Okay. So if I lose
weight.
But
an ugly woman with that same character, fuck out of here. Men will not put up with that shit.
So if I weigh 135 pounds, do my hair and my makeup and dress cute,
unless
I don't have to. I don't have. Hold on. Hold on. I don't have to work anymore. I don't have to worry about the house maintenance. I don't have to worry about. I don't. I'm 100 pounds overweight. So I'm supposed to weigh 35 pounds?
No.
I just said, if I weigh 135 pounds and I'm 5'8", I have a rocking body, I no longer have to be responsible for anything else that I have of my list of responsibilities.
Except your kids.
Does everybody agree with that? No. I don't have to worry about that responsibility anymore.
I agree that it would be overlooked.
I think that's a plus for Germany.
I agree that it would be overlooked. I agree they would probably put up and be like, okay,
They would. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's the truth.
But I think we talk about these things to like get them out. But the real whole point, too, is to show that there are these differences. Most people do think like that. And to get you guys and to get everyone thinking and to be curious about how you feel, what are you actually taking in and absorbing from society? And what are your actual thoughts on it? Because you might feel a certain way, Saul, and be like, Noah, these are my standards. This is what I'm going for. And Jeremy, you might feel a different way. And those are okay. But like, if you've never actually thought about it and said, huh, how would I feel? Or maybe how would my woman feel? Maybe you're in a situation where it's like, hey, women, why do you think that's like such a big thing for like women to get pregnant? Because they gain this quote unquote weight and this pressure to get it off.
I don't blame them.
Men will tolerate
I think abortion. Again, I've just become pro-abortion. Thank you very much for all those men out there. I mean, it's so stupid.
What I will say is, of course, men will, you know, I mean, like if it's the giving up. Look, here's what I will say about this, about especially in relationships, married in a serious committed relationship. I think it comes down to this, and it's both men and women. Both of you are a goddamn team. Each of you is essentially a representation or an ambassador to the relationship, to the, you know what I mean, like to and you represent each other to the world. So when one of you is slacking, and regardless of where it is, it can be fucking you're gaining weight, you're a fucking loser, not having a job, and you give up on that brand, that unity, that bond, or that relationship that both of you represent for the world on each other. So for me, it's that you each of you represents the best version of each other to the world. It's not just for you and my feelings and I got to accept myself for myself. No, you are in a partnership. And for the sake of your partner and the relationship and the family, and to me, this is, so when we talk about like, oh, self-love, fuck that shit. It's an act of selfless love when you take care of yourself and you represent the best version of yourself to the world. And I think men look at that. And when they look at their partner who has given up on representing the best version of yourself to the world, that is a disappointment. And I think men look at that and they're like, and it is a disappointment. Look, women can deny this all they want, all day. And men may not say this to their significant other, but it's the goddamn truth. It is. And it needs to be said. And I'm sorry I'm saying it this way, but it is. Both of you represent each other. And when you give up, you give up on that relationship. You give up on that unity. You give up on that bond. I'll leave
but
it
if
there.
You're also, but if you're giving up, you also have to take a look and go, well, what am I doing wrong that's
each
caused my
you,
spouse to give up?
Each of you.
If one of the spouses gives up on any of those aspects, it is because something in that unity and in that relationship has failed or is not
so
working the way that it was supposed
to.
Like
talk excuses. About it and don't expect the man to read your mind and don't expect the woman to know it and not
ways.
Be honest. It does go both two ways. I agree with you.
I don't like excuses. I mean, my biggest thing is everybody makes an excuse for everything. Like, oh, I can't go to the gym today because... Like, look, if you really want to go, why can't you go? Why can't, or I want to do this. Why can't you do this?
There's more than just excuses. There's also priorities.
No. But most people, but a lot of times.
Hello.
Whoa. Let me fucking finish. Most of the time, people give excuses. You can prioritize things. Yes, your kids are always number one priority. They're always number one priority. Anybody's kids should always be number one priority. But you also have to find time for yourself. And if you can't find time for yourself, you had that's where you tell your significant other, hey, I need to do this. Can you help me? And if you don't get that help, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if it's a partnership, you're supposed to be able to balance off each other and say, hey, I need to do this. And if it's like, hey, you need to do cool. Hey, you need the kids picked up. Hey, you need fucking something defrosted out of the fridge. You need this floor swept or the laundry taken out. It is a balance. Everything is a balance. And if you really want it, then there should be no excuses because you know what? Last I checked, most people should not have to make excuses.
Right, but it also shouldn't excuse men to say,
included.
Because you gained a little weight, I'm going to start looking on the other side or I'm going to start looking for someone else.
You're right, Jules, because it should be until death do us part. But don't be surprised if a man is seduced by another woman who looks more enticing.
But a man should be able to have that conversation with his wife, though, and say, hey.
The other way, right? So what if the spouse is always, what if the girl is always, you know, in shape, looking good, and then the husband starts getting fat, starts getting a beer belly, starts getting...
Say something to him.
What if she does?
But it doesn't bother her.
And if he doesn't do anything,
well, how much is he making?
Don't be surprised. It doesn't matter. Don't be surprised.
It doesn't matter. How much security is he bringing to this?
Exactly. Some women will put up with a fat fuck. If he's got millions of dollars.
But a smart guy.
I don't think we're there anymore.
If I see my girl working out.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're losing their grasp on money. I'm sorry. That's not going to be an argument anymore.
They're not going to care. They're going to be like, okay, yeah, you make $100,000. I'm going to go with that guy.
But you're delusional. But they're delusional because they think that those men who are making $200,000, that's a sliver of the population. That's like 10% of the population. Good luck, women, competing for the 10% of the men who are making that kind of money. Guess what? That man has options. That man is going to fuck everything in his sight who comes at him. It's the goddamn truth.
Good luck when
80% of the men.
The money's not a playing factor anymore because
women are making just as much money. We don't need the money.
But here's the deal. Women don't need the money, but they need the relationship. It is scientifically proven that women are more miserable when they're alone. Men can go along just fine being alone by themselves.
But women are solving that. That's the whole reason we're in the problem that we're in. That's a big part of the reason we're in where we are today.
That they're solving that, but that's why they have like Tourette's and they're fucking out of control and crazy. They're not solving that. There are many beautiful women who are insufferable to listen to. They think that men give them attention because they find them interesting, but in truth, men just want to sleep with them. And they think,
there's some women that want to do that too. They just want to sleep and that's
it. I'm going to put it this way. And this is not unique to me. I read it somewhere and I was like, this is genius. Today's modern feminism is Schrodinger's feminism. Have you guys heard of Schrodinger's cat?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And not to get scientific on you guys, Schrodinger matter can be either is a duality. It can be either a particle or a wave. Okay, science. Schrodinger's feminism is a woman can be simultaneously a victim and empowered until something happens. Then she chooses which state she wants to be in. This is the world that we live in today. I'm either going to be offended or whatever I want to be based on what happens to me. And this is what I think men need to fight against. And women, modern women, think that they're approaching this epitome or this thing of enlightenment, but they're not. Because again, in general, men can be alone. Look at the animal kingdom. Most male species, in every species, every male can be alone. Because guess what? There's always a dominant male who fucks every single female, and all the other males, they go alone and they're fine on their own. They can go and men are programmed to be alone and they can be just fine. Women are not. And so what will happen is that women will be competing against the top 10% of men. You think they're going to be happy? They're not. And so when we're talking about is women being happy with themselves, being 300 pounds, good luck. You're not. Huh? It is this lie that we're telling women that you can be as heavy as you want and you're going to be happy. Lie. It's not the way to go, ladies. It's really,
but this is
not
the thing that no one's saying. No one's ever said. And I know we have to like wrap it up here, our conversation. No one's saying that you have to be happy.
They are. They're making magazines about this. They're putting fat women on magazines, telling them that they're beautiful.
Yeah, Adidas did that. They put like the biggest woman I've ever seen in my life, like, and like, oh, look at this, and she was doing like a split or something like that. And like the it was like last month or 2 months ago. Like Adidas, like that was their spokesperson. It was this big girl in a whole yoga outfit doing a split, and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. And I'm like, no. Not beautiful.
Yeah, well, I think that breaks down to like a totally different topic, which does need to be discussed about positivity has turned into something different.
This conversation went way beyond, we went from working up with my boyfriend.
Everyone's drinking.
Fat people.
How long is it?
Water. Oh my god.
Yeah. This was just a lot of emotional diarrhea.
These are conversations that need to happen, and we're here for it.
If your girl starts losing weight, don't be surprised if you'll be single.
But that should be a common, like, right? See, that was the point I was trying to make. A smart guy that sits on the couch all day or doesn't really do anything, if he starts seeing his girl like working out and starting to look good,
worry.
She's not doing it for him. She's missing something. Yep. So that should be the click going, oh, she's not happy. I need to.
No, no, no. If a girl is working out and taking care of her body, he's probably talking about if the guy's a loser.
He's talking about if the guy's a loser.
You're missing the fucking point. Oh, okay. You're drunk.
I am not. I'm drinking water. Fuck.
Okay.
You're emotional. Emotional damage.
Both have to put in their work. You know what I mean? Like, both can't give up. That's why I said what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, and for women, it is the physical attribute for women. Wow. I mean, as much as you guys hate it, for men, it is
manpower.
No one hates it. Women, we like being wanted. We like being beautiful. Yes. Yes. Nobody hates it.
Exactly.
It's the point that there's not being grace given. It's the, whether it be like, oh, having pregnant, I need to drop this, or saying like, hey, if you get this big, then like, I'm going to whatever. Like you say effort, but like, what is effort? Is it your effort? Is it like what I want? Is it what do you need to, you know what I mean? Like,
these
parameters are not being,
you just hit something.
There's not giving up. No one's talking about giving up. Everyone's talking about, hey, we're in a season of life where like, hey, I'm fluffy right now and that's okay. And maybe I'm like in this season where I'm just like, hey, you know, eating this stuff and like the processed foods and I'm okay. And you're okay
again
with it. But
this is my thing.
Let me make my point. There is a trigger where you're like, okay, that was a level where I'm like not okay with her now being here. Nobody knows that with you. So you're talking about conversations. Are you having that conversation? Are you then trying to figure out like, hey, she's kind of not happy. Something's going on.
Yeah, she,
or like,
just,
where
am I
meeting
pounds? What is happening to her, or, and how do I help? Yes. Because I love her. Right. And yes, I like her and I love her 50 pounds different. Less of that. Right. And it might be a trigger for you to go, hey, honey, as your husband, I've noticed that you've put 50 pounds on, and what's happening,
what I would say,
and
is,
how can I help you?
If you're
but
man,
you don't care about that.
No, of course not. Look, of course, I said
I
both.
Know. That's my point.
Both are ambassadors for each other. I think I said that very clearly. So I'm not, we're talking about women who gain weight after, and look, men can have flaws after they secure a woman. I'm not, maybe Samantha, you can bring that up in the next topic, because men will do shit. And there are women who put up with fucking losers. I know them. And I've seen them. Fucking no job, no phone. You know what I mean? Like, wow. And I'm wondering, like, why is this girl talking to this guy, fucking loser? Tell me when I'm lying. I don't understand. I'm on her side and I'm like fighting for her and I want the best for her. And it's like,
on this episode of the Salty Show.
Love yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have to close this episode out.
We do.
It got crazy. But you
Jules
know what
is a Democrat.
Was said had to be said. And you know what? This is why we bring the episode to you. We bring the show. Tune in next time, because Samantha's got... We're going to hit men.
It's going to be something.
We're going to hit men on the next episode, because men are not perfect and men do shit that needs to be called out. All right. Thank you for listening. Find us on some of the social media platforms. We are putting more content on Instagram. So follow that, because if you follow that, you're going to know what the topics we're going to talk about. All right. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Later.
Peace out.
See ya.
You don't know because you're not a man.
Gosh.
No.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Salty Show.com.